Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 3rd, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Tanono Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the election of mayors in various towns and cities.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 mmWave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can get us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about local authorities as they elect new mayors for the July 30th general elections.
Harare councillors today elected a new mayor, Herbert Gomba, of the MDC Alliance. Gomba will be deputized by Enoch Mpamaonde. Though a ceremonial mayor, Gomba is expected to cater for all Zimbabweans in the city with at least 2 million people.
In the southwestern parts of the country, Bulawayo councillors are expected to elect a mayor tomorrow amid friction between local residents and a local councillor who asked to be sworn in Shona.
Mayors play a critical role in enhancing service delivery while closely following party ideologies. Zimbabwe's two major cities are under the control of the MDC Alliance led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa, who contested the July 30th presidential election.
Will the mayors and councillors cater for the needs of local people?
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yohambe mahlaba zulinalinja laphelikhona endaweni zonke ke zomhlaba. Lamhlanje sikhuluya ngokwenziwa ngamameya njalo kungenziwa la ngamakansila endaweni ezijeneyo. Sizwile ke ukuthi lamhlanje kukhethwe umeya edolobheni leHarare. Umeya ke lo ubaba uGomba uvela kuMTC Alliance. So ke udebutazwa futhi ngumuntu ovela kuMTC Alliance. Kuna ngale ke eHarare MTC Alliance yanqoba sibili okunyakumalisayo ngoba le city eyodwa nje kuphela lapho kwangena khona umuntu obebandla leZANU-PF. Kuzokubuya ke uBulawayo khona ngale ke bakhetha omeya kusasa. Lapha ke omeya bakhethwa ngamakansela, amakansela oBulawayo angu-29. So ke singazi ukuthi bakhetha bani kodwa sikubonayo bakhona abanye abaningi abafuna ukuthi bangene kube ngomeya. Sikhuluma nje ke kulokuxoxozela okuthize koBulawayo lapho ke omunye wamakansela ocele ukuthi athathe isifungo sehhovisi ngesona kodwa ke akusahambanga kuhle kwabanye abantu abathi wenza into embi kakhulu ngawe ufunge ngesiNdebele kumbe ngesikhiwa. Ye, so ke kunjalo kodwa ke nxa sikhangela sibili amakansela labo meya benzelani phela amadolobho onke lawo.
Makaliko juwe na sinya yedu yafamba yashika paya paya pa kapa chi kujwa na vanu saka nasi uno makansela omu Harare va vasaru za mea wawo mutsha unova va Herbert Gomba ve MDC Alliance and vanenge vachipatsirwa na va Enoch Mpamaonde. Basara mea ibasa rineta sokuti nete nukuti unuwa nika uri pakati ni pakati pema pato anenge eje matonge renyika. Siva nutatisu kwa kutu waite basara avo vasinga pasanizi vasinga saruzi kuti uyu nduwe mabatoripi uyu nduwe batoripi. Kublawayo uo vacha saruzi avo mea mangwana sipa panenyayani mtaoro pamsoro pomwe kansela akaramba kutora miku yake ni churungu achiti unoda kutora miku yake ni Shona. Yaka do itanyaya kaya neta shukuru saka chota risala kutikuda pamwe zusha gadiri swa basari kwetu aro shakanaka. Saka tinoda kutititarise nyayaya makansela akatore swa miko nema kansela achatore swa miko mangwana nema mea akasaruzwa nasi nema mea achasaruzwa mangwana. Titarise basara bora vanoita kuti vanokwanisa kuita basara ravo here kana kuti vachaita basa ravo zvakanaka here vasingakanganiswi nezvematongero enyika zvamapato ima kanzura akawa sarudza ndo nyayati oda kutarisa iyo tinoimba kuti muchakwanisa kutifonerawo tinzwe pamumire nezvitarisiro zvenyu kuvaranda veguta sezvatataura vakasarudzwa nevachasarudzwa mangwana ndizvozvo dhuve.
As you mentioned, there's a councillor in Bulawayo, Councillor Arnold Batirai.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a video of him. Let's just listen to what he was saying with those people that were actually, you know, they were, some of them were told they were very angry over what he wanted to do. Let's just listen. So that is the Councillor Batirai there. So he's tussling with the local people.
Mm.
They are saying what you're trying to do is not right.
Yeah, yeah.
So
some of these things are just a little bit off kilter, because they can cause a lot of other problems that are really not necessary at all. But anyway, let's see what happens and how the city fathers handle the situation. Maybe they can reprimand him or whoever was at fault.
I was talking to Mr. Kutakapulu of the Democratic Alliance, Democratic Party. So we are saying he talked to him and he wants to write an apology. He says as a leader he did a wrong thing, so he wants to apologize. I guess maybe he's going to send the apology as soon as possible, maybe by tonight or tomorrow. So he says as a leader he could have behaved in a much better way.
That's a good start.
Looking at what is happening in Bulawayo as well, we know that Mr. Nelson Chamisa's MTC Alliance actually won all the seats, you know. And out of these 29 seats, there are some people who want to be mayors. One of them is Solomon Mkuni. Mkuni is roughly between 34 and 35 years old. He's a lawyer, and he wants to be a mayor. So the other person that wants to be a mayor is Mr. Norman Tlabano. Norman has been, he's a veteran political activist, you know, based in Bulawayo. Then these two have got their own fellows that they want to interact with. So we are told that Solomon Mkuni wants to run with Ndandu Ngube, and then we've got Tlabano wants to run with Tinashe Kambaram. So according to some people in the MTC Alliance, Solomon Mkuni was chosen by Chamisa. So we tried to confirm this with the party, but people didn't want to say a lot of things. But something that is well known. So I talked to councillors as well. They're saying, well, they are going to see what they can do tomorrow. They couldn't tell me exactly who they are going to vote for. So they are keeping their cards next to their chest.
These are some of the things that might just, you know, sort of ruffle people's feathers a little. Because you want to give authority for these kind of things where it belongs. There are people who might really feel that the party leader should stand back and let the people, the councillors who were elected, do the work. We don't want a situation where people start saying that people are being imposed. I think we have gone through that a lot of times.
But that's politics.
Unfortunately.
So politics goes that way. So let's see what people are saying, you know, on Facebook about some of these issues before we get one of our callers. Kumlan Ngobe says, I'm here today with you guys. I'm watching. Then Musa Masbugo is saying, this guy, Batirai, is not doing the right thing. And then Andrew Maramuize is also watching. So thank you so much, Andrew. I know him from long time.
Yes, that's
he's in Botswana, right?
Yes,
he's a journalist by profession. Thank you for joining us. For it to say about cool. So Zulukani daba sitala lesithumezele inombolo zenu. Ngalifuna ukuxoxe lati khonapha khona manje ku VOA Studio 7 sixoxa ngokuningi phela siyaliphakulela elofisa ukuthi likuthole. So lamhla ke sixoxa ngodaba lolu lokuthi kudingwa amameya emadolobheni. Kobulawayo kambe kuyangena ubani? Kulabanye abantu abafuna umuntu ongaveli endaweni leyo kobulawayo. Kube khona abanye abathi hayi akula ndaba umuntu nje angangena. Iharare siyabona kulomnumzana uGomba usengene esikhundleni lesi. So uGomba ke usekelwa ngubaba Enoch Mpamawonde ye ulayise phakathi konapho. So ke bonke laba ngabe MDC Alliance. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ke ukuthi omeya laba lama councilor azalenzelani kunjalo ke mfowethu.
Tiyoda kudzwa kuti tivone kuti muharare umu zvatoitika zvapera meya wasarudzwa. Tiyoda kuti tinzwe kuti vanotarisira chinyi nekuti Harare yagara ichiita ma zvinhu zvinonetsa kwenguva yakareba. Tinoda kuona kuti rwendo runoro zvinhu zvichatanga kufamba zvakanaka here pasina kukakavadzana kunoita zvematongero enyika nekuti mameya anga ari muHarare anga achikomplena nenyaya yekuti uku hurumende inopindira kana iri local government ukuwo mapato ezvematongero enyika avanenge vachitsigira kana kuti vachitevera achipindira saka vanga vachiita sokuti vanobatwa vari pakati nepakati saka tinoda kuona kuti Harare ichazvifambisa sei kubva nhasi kuzvinova tuwa meya mutsva namakanzura matsva kuti basa remuHarare richafamba zvakanaka.
So one of the most problematic things in Harare are vendors, and they are considered as problematic, but that's the situation, you know, pertaining to the economy. So we don't know whether these new councillors will actually run with the police, since it is an MDC territory, or not. So all those questions, we hope that our guests are going to answer or respond to some of those questions. So now, our guests, maybe we are trying to get hold of them, and the phones are not going through, but hopefully we'll get them.
Yes.
So you can talk to people and ask them maybe to come to the Shona VOA Studio 7 page.
Pane ma message arikuya asi mazhinji avandi kungurakidza kuti vanhu vakatarisa vakaterera chirongwa havasati vatanga kutaura havo zvavanofunga nokuti kuda pamwe vanoda kunzwa kuti vachauya pachirongwa vachataura kuti chinyi asi tine vanhu vakawanda kubva kuJohannesburg. Kuna Thomas Matambanadzo kuti masura sei vachimbare vasitole Matanda vese vari kuti simbisa vachitikurudzira kuti tiite basa asi vakamirira kunzwa kuti vanhu vedu vatakaisapa pakutaura nesu vanoti chinyi vagokwanisa kupindura zvavanenge vanzwa.
So I think we've got some other people that are sending messages. One of them is Mark Matiza. He says people must stop this kind of racist thing of fighting over tribal issues. So then Christopher Howard Masiza says, yeah, Zimbabwe is in a big fix. And then Mark Matt is back again. He says, we are all Zimbabweans. All languages are very special. So according to the Zimbabwe Constitution, there are 16 official languages. And out of these, you can speak one language or the other in any place that you wish. I guess we've got a caller, right?
Yes. Tinawa presha Shumba. Rashumba, muri kutenza?
Riko kunzwai.
Makadini yenyu muHarare umu.
Tinofara zvikuru kwakadini Washington DC.
Kuri nani makorokoto kaguta ravana meya.
Ndizvo zvatanga tichishuwira. Tinofara nekuti guta refanhu kunzi riri kutungamirwa necommission isu tine vanhu vatakasarudza, saka hano tinofara.
Sokuona nokuziva kwatinoita, Harare yanga iri pakati pematambudziko akawanda wanda kubva kune zvemvura nemavendors vanotengesera mumigwagwa, zvese zvinga zvichinetsa, tichinzwa vamwe vachikomburana nenyaya yekuti hurumende inopindira norumwe rutivi, mapati ezvematongero enyika anopindira norumwe rutivi. Iko zvinezvi vashumba, inimi somukuru weHarare Residents Trust, imimi nevagari vomuHarare, chii chamakatarisira pamakanzura matsva makasarudza aya nameya mutsva uyu wasarudzwa. Chii chamakatarisira kuti chiitwe nekutanga tanga kuti zvinhu zvitange kupinda mugwara?
Chekutanga, kanzuru yeguta reHarare inofanirwa kumisa maprograms ese ehuori wanga uchiitwa nemakanselers newashandi weguta, kunyanya mukutorwa kwenzvimbo dzinochengeta mvura atingati mawetlands, nekutorwa kwenzvimbo dzezvikoro dzichiitwa dzimba, kutorwa kwenzvimbo dzemakiriniki dzichiitwa dzimba. Uori hwacho hwanga huchiitwa nemakanselers anga achienda kunoshandisa masimba avo vachichinja nzvimbo idzodzo kuti dzizove nzvimbo dzavanopa vanhu vemapato avo kuti vawane rutsigiro. Saka wakatora nzvimbo dzakati wandei muguta reHarare dzatingati mawetlands, nzvimbo dzisina kurongwa, chekuti imomo munzvimbo idzodzo maita kuti vanhu vazhinji warasikirwe nenzvimbo dzezvikoro, warasikirwe nenzvimbo dzemakiriniki. Saka idambudziko ratiri kuda kuti wagadzirise. Chechipiri, vanofanirwa kugadzirisa nyaya yechisungo chawakaita gore radarika rekuti vanoda kuiunza maprepaid water meters. Kanzuru yeguta reHarare inofanirwa kudzima resolution iyoyo, uye kana wakada kuti waruda kuenderera mberi nayo, makambani akapiwa kuti awe anounza chirongwa ichi. Pane kambani yavachombo, pane kambani yevatungamiri vamwe vemukanzuru, makambani ose akapiwa programu iyoyo ngaitangwe patsva, patsvagwe kuti zvakambofamba sei. Tiri kuti izvozvo zvinofanira kuferefetwa kuitira kuti wasaite basa rekupanana mabasa wachiunza projekti isingadikwi nevagari. Chechitatu, vari kufanirwa kuunza mvura yakakwana kuvagari nekutakura marara. Marara iko zvino mumisha mizhinji haasi kutakurwa nekuda kwekuti zviri kunzi mota hadzizi kukwanirana. Isu tinoona dambudziko riripo nderekuti kanzuru haisi kusupervisor nekukontrola washandi wayo panyaya dzekutakurwa kwemarara. Ndo zvinhu zvandingati ndiyo nyaya zhinji. Uye kuti panoumbwa bhajeti reguta reHarare, wagari hawafanirwi kuita zvekuzongoudziwa bhajeti ratogadzirwa. Wagari vari kuda kuve pakati pekugadzirwa kwebhajeti ravo kubva kwekutanga kusvikira rapasiswa nekanzuru, kwete kuti rigadzirwe nevashandi rozounzwa kuvagari iro ratopera kugadzirwa. Kare waiita zvibvumirano zvekuti wakwanise kuisa mari yakawanda muhomwe dzezvinhu zvinobhenefita washandi vakuru vemukanzuru. Yeah. Saka kwatiri seHarare Residence Trust tiri kushuvira kuti kanzuru yedu yeguta reHarare inofanirwa kucherechedza kuti vagari ndiwo musimboti wekufambiswa kwembasa reguta.
Moramba muri papo vashumba, tine mibvunzo pane zvamataura izvozvo. Musabva pafoni, tiri kudzoka kwamuri iko zvino izvi. Toda kumboenda kuBulawayo kuna
before that you can translate to
what Mr. Shumba is saying is that the first thing that has to be done by the new council, city council and the mayor, is to stop the practice of corruption. Mm-hmm. He says that there was just too much corruption in the city council, and this resulted in the loss of a lot of land, what they call the wetlands. Land that was earmarked for schools, mm-hmm. land that was earmarked for clinics, but was eventually parceled out to members of political parties.
And he talked about wetlands as well, right?
Yes.
Corruption and
corruption, wetlands. Mm-hmm. He touched also on the hot potato of the prepaid water meters. Mm-hmm. It's one of the things that he wants to make sure that it's dealt with immediately. Mm-hmm. It seems to be a very, a cause of concern to many people in many cities. Mm-hmm. And he's complaining also about the refuse collection.
Yeah.
That has not been handled very, very well. So mm-hmm. these are some of the major points that he is saying they want the city council, the new councillors and the mayor
to
deal with immediately.
So now we are joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Tinashe Kambarami. He is in Bulawayo, he is one of the councillors. Kambarami, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, thank you so much.
So briefly, you are a new council, and what is your agenda like?
Hello?
As a new council, what is your agenda like? Have you set an agenda for residents?
Well, yes. As you can see, in the last few days, we have seen the almost a clean city. We make sure we think about the service delivery is the first thing. As you can see, that is what we are supposed to be pushing. Abantu bevele damanzi akini ngabenga na damanzi ngolile njengalokho kusenzakala kwamanye ama kwezinye izigaba. Abantu bethole ama services yemali abazibhadalelayo ama rates abayabhadalayo every month. Imigwaqo nemali abazibhadalayo kuzonke kuzinara konke khona okulungise. Be drive emgwaqweni right engena ama potholes. Ikwesi ukhangele and besides that we want to take our city to the next level. When we talk about modernization, I'm a citizen to go Zimbabwe, we are way behind. We need to move from the analog era to the digital era. You visit other countries, you would see even a small town, France Town, we used to visit France Town, but right now when you visit France Town, we are going to admit you have traveled there overseas because they've been moving with time. Tina, we are moving. We do something, we talk about something. I wouldn't say in the Hala, I want to have a is mad. Is mad. So, in the Funa, Tina, so we manage our resources here to go to our lap. Sibe was who collected Vivi, who kept our town, who had a good clean, Avant Vivi, the man, the man, the man, the 24 hours. The police station won't get into the country, but we can only do that if we are managing our resources. In Kwakwetu, I'm a text on allow the Madison Fatalize Nara. Who the right is coming to Mkwakwune right? I want to say the words. Fatalize the Serenzanjan. That is what we want.
Yeah, what are the Kulma and Jalo Baba Kambarami? There was Taban to Abala Mali. In Abant Mengala Mali, Abula Mali, in Ganaku Kuluman and Jalo, now cancelled. Naskangalas Villaman Ballas Quetus Mangalisa is a man. Into njalo so ukuthi likhulume ngalokho kwe digital era into njalo akusukuthi ukumbezele igijima kakhulu
hayi yabona into abantu abangayilandeleliyo ayisikho ukuthi even lo babantu bengela mali siyakwazi ukuthi i-economy yethu ayimanga kuhle kathesi akulazi imali kodwa abantu they are still paying ama rates khona okuncane umuntu kanti wabhadala $20 ngibe $30 yakhe anjo kumele imali yakhe isebenze kuhle ngibaneneni because not only one person obhadalayo abantu siyakwazi balezikwereti izinto zizabaright bazabhadala izikwereti zabo kodwa kathesi bayabhadala they are still paying. Abanye balama payment plan abalezi kwereti, they are paying something towards their arrears. But in the corner, you would, those few resources ezingenayo anjo, abantu ababo kumele bebone ukuthi imali zabo zisebenza njani. Ngizakufanisela last year izinara ithethe from Kobulawayo ngapha 200 million ehambile izinara imali imithelo esiyibhadalayo ezimota. Kodwa we only got 200,000 back from Zinara. Iyalungisa njalo umgwaqo. Ikilometer kuphela i-1 kilometer ukulungisa umgwaqo. You need 1 million. But they collected 200 million and they only returned 200,000. You can't even 200 meters. Umgwaqo 100 meters. So what I'm saying is we want to manage our own resources. Bengabele kubesitela amanga besithi devolution, devolution befuna ukuvotelwa. I-devolution ngeyokuthi simanage ama resources ethu lapha koBulawayo. Sisebenzise imali le koBulawayo ukulungisa umgwaqo. Abantu nxa bebhadele anything njengakhona lokhu anje you see they were trying to get even ozinwa ukuthi bebuye bezothatha over amanzi ama-rates things anje ezisenza ukuthi even iHarare benatha amanzi angcolileyo. So into esiyithoyo ngeyokuthi we need to manage our own resources. Imali zethu zingahambi sikhandise iHarare zisethengele ama-shef ama-4x4 abantu bedubeka imali yabo they had and the current umuntu ehambe elayina ngale etshonelele ebhenki ethole $30 eyibhadala esithi kasini ngale omunye umuntu esiyathenga i-4x4 ngemali yakhe.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke.
We want to manage those few resources that are there. We want to manage them. Sisebenzise imali zabantu kuhle. Abantu bebone ukuthi babhadalelani.
Ubone ke. Thank you so much. Sicela ubambe khonapho ke baba Kambarami. So I think we had him. He was mixing Ndebele and English. So he was very clear on what they want to do. And one of the things is devolution, you know. So he says they need to manage their own resources. If that doesn't happen, they can't develop the city. He put an example of what Zinala collected last year. That is 200 million from roads, you know, and then plowed back only $200,000 for the local kind of infrastructure. So he says that money couldn't even do a kilometer or half a kilometer. So if they manage those resources, they can do something better than what is happening right now.
Yeah. Vashumba manzwa mwenyashitaura yo muripere.
Ndizvozvo.
Yeah. Munofunge nezvataurwa navakambarami. Uyezve mvunzo ndoda kubvunza pane zvamambotaura zviyando kuti chamunoona chichapinduka iko zvino chii. Kana City Council yakanga iripo yanga ichitadza kuita basa pamusoro pokupindira kwaita hurumende namapanto ezvematongero enyika. Chinokupai tarisiro yekuti vacharega kuita zvese izvi chingave chii uyezve nenyaya yehugori yamataurai ichamiswa sei.
Ndinoda kutanga kupindura nyaya yehugori. Kana tichitarisa ku national president Emmerson Mnangagwa wari kutaura izvi rekuti hori hawadi kuti huenderere mberi. Wakaisa kumbira ihodzi kuti acting prosecutor general. Saka muguta reHarare nenyaya yekuti tine humbo wakawanda wehuori. Kune mamwe makanselers akange ari kuita huori. Adzoka zvakare mukanzuru iyi. Asi tinofara kuti kune makanselers 31 matsva adzoka ari kupinda kekutanga. Makanselers ari kupinda kekutanga. Tsika yatadzidza kuona muguta reHarare. Washandi wekanzuru wanoda zvikuru kunongedzera makanzela matsva nzira dzekutora nadzo mari. Saka tinoziva kuti vamwe vari kuuya wanga vasingaendi kumabasa. Wazhinji wavo wakanga vangori maactivisti anongoita zvemusangano. Saka pavari kupinda apa wane shungu yekuti wavewo nemastand. Wane shungu yekuti wawane dzimba dzekugara. Wane shungu yekuti waratidzwe nekupinzawo hama dzavo neshamwari dzavo nevanhu vekumapato avo mabasa. City parking nekunzvimbo dziri open spaces idzo vanokwanisa kuti vanoshandisa vamwe vanhu. Saka isu tiri kutarisira kuti apa huori chaiwo kuti hunzi hunopedzwa nemakanselers kana kuti washandi zvichatinetsei pana kuhurumende uko kusina kana kuchinge kuine clarity nekuti huori huri wrong. Zvinoreva kuti maresidents akapa mareports anonymous aidza kuofisi ya prosecutor general kuministry ya local government kana kumapurisa. Pachaitwa chimwe chinhu chinoratidza kuti hurumende iri serious kupedza dambudziko rehuori munyika mose kwete kukanzuru kwega. Saka ndo chinhu chekutanga ichocho.
Ndombo kubata muromo mbichana ipapo Mr. Shumba. Tikudzoka kwamuri zvakare. Mr. Shumba is saying that he's adamant that the issue of corruption was just too deeply rooted and it has to be uprooted completely. And
he didn't say how.
Well, he says there is a silver lining that in the sense that they are having 31 new councillors and they watch them very carefully because some of them might receive bad influence from the old people who have already been in the council. And that also, they also have expectations of their own. They also want stands. They also want this and that. So they might fall into the same trap and lead back into the same old problem of corruption.
I guess we've got a caller. Hello, caller, how are you? Hello? I think maybe he talks to Shona. Try Shona.
Muripa Runare, Muripo.
Yeah, caller, Ukona, you need to win. asizwe ngazala ukhola asimuzwa inxa ngafakwa nge studio lapha asimuzwa kuhle ukhona Sithole, are you there?
Vasithole muri kutinzwa here?
So let's read some of the messages that are being sent by people. We've got Farai Katsande who says Harare needs an unconventional type of leadership to promote innovation and city development. The leaders should ensure the basics are being done. The budget should focus on infrastructural development, first restore roads and then water supplies. Just what to
talk. Vasithole muripo.
Ndiripo hawa ande masurase.
Tasure ya du masurase imi. Tiba tirebo nenya yai.
Anjiti munaona zuhu itika hawa ande. Kese tirukuda kubiriro yeku mmosha. Ye Zimbabwe. Saka ziriko ka. Ndinaona sekuti kana urumende iyo iri kutaura kuti avari avasi kuda nezvehuori. Vanofanirwa kuita chinhu chinoratidza kuti vacho vanobatwa vachiita huori. Paitwe action inogona kutaridza nyika. Nekuda kwekuti zvinhu zviviri zvinoda kugadziriswa kumba. Vanhu vabvise pfungwa yekuti tiri vebato iri kana tiri vebato iri because mukazvitarisa kubva kumashure MDC yaichema ichiti itsutsu patanga takabata simba panzvimbo yakati taitadza kuita zvinhu nekuda kwokuti government dzimwe dzenguva yaipindira munyaya kana vakutaura nenhau dzemari saka panoda kubviswa pfungwa chekutanga kuti vanhu vaite zvinhu vachiziva kuti tiri kuita zvino kuti nyika ibudirire zvisinei nemapato then vanhu voita zvinhu vachiziva kuti zvatiri kuita izvi tiri kusenza pamwe chete kuti tiribudiririse Zimbabwe then votanga kurwa nenyaya dzehuori zvine sirias yekuti vanhu vanogona kunzwisisa nokuona kuti uyu akaita huori akasangana nechakati mationa ndopfungwa dzangu idzo dzameno kuti munopaonawo sei
aiwa tinotonzwa kwamuri imi zvamataura izvi munofunga kuti zvingakwanisiwa nenzira ipi mutora yakaita sezvamatanga kutaura zvekumisa huroyi samungada kuona chichiitwa panyaya yezvekumisa zvehuori ndechipi
sekutanga kune vatinotonyatsoziva vanogona vakambonge vabudiswa kana panyaya kana pamapepanhau avakanga vachibuda zvinonyatsozivikanwa kuti nhingi ane nhau yakati akaita dzisina kwadzakaperera kwatakazoona nyaya idzodzo ndosekutanga ngaritore yekutanga mazuva muna November tine maministers atakanzwa kuti vakawanika vaine dzimari zhinji dziri mumba dzakavharirwa dzakaoneka nemunhu wese kana pamadande mutande zvikabuda but izvezvizvi tikada kuzvitora titi allright chii chakaitwa kune munhu akafanana naye hatini kwatinenge zvatinogona kuteerera kana kubuda nacho takabata kuti ichi ndo chiripo muri kuzviona saka ndo chekutanga izvo dzinozivikanwa nhau ngadziteerekwe dzibudiswe pachena dzekerere kuti munhu wese agone kuona kuti allright uori zvahuri kunzi hwakaipa uyu akahuita akasangana nechakati ndokuti vasiri kuhuita vatyewo nekuti mukazvitarisa izvezvizvi vacho vazhinji tombotora hedu example vari kufarira utongi huripo izvezvizvi munononore chavari kuita nacho mari zvinenge zvisina hujekerere zvimwe zvacho zvinosanganisira uori ofuiti kana zvakadaro vanowana chavanowana pane zvavari kuita izvo vashoma ruzhinji runonga ruchitambura saka hurumende inofanirwa kureresa pakurwisana nehuroyi hurumende inofanira kureresa pakuti kana maelections apera maindi yekambeni ngaichibuda mupfungwa dzevanhu vahwina pakuti vave vatungamiriri panzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana ngavasapotwe zvakafanana wedza ndewe kana kati anoda mari yekuita chakati ngavaregedze kuva needivision nekuti pamwe mari haiende kwari kuti vasabhotenje kuti next time pavanonga vakuita maelections konzi havai onai vakatungamirira constituents akati yangakabatwa ne MDC kati yangakabatwa ne Zanu Ndonga kana yangakabatwa ne chi havana chavakaita soita kushandira pamwe ndokuti nyika yakati
haya tinotenda zvikuru vasitole Mr. Stole Zatamant also that you know, for all these things to change, the government itself has to show a willingness to make a change, especially to make a move against corruption. He is wondering why a lot of people who were identified as being corrupt or who were involved in what he calls corruption, and they were, we read about them in the newspapers, we saw some of them being arrested, but the whole issue just fell quiet. So he's saying, unless we start punishing people who are involved in corruption, as the, you know, if unless we start punishing them to show them, to show the people that corruption is not going to be tolerated, we are not going to go anywhere.
So, Baba Kabarami, you connect to one? Yes, I want to go to Kuala go Bulawayo, who connect at the Sewuzwa, Ekotin, La Panakutua, Makona from Batiswayo, Ama Councillor Atize. Akupikisa amakansela angkona athi hayi konoko ngabantu basiqambela manga kodwa ke nxa sikangela ke siya phambili sephambili lapha lizayenzana ukuthi kungabe lokufumbathisa
oqhakathekileyo ukuthi ama processes ungasenza ama processes ngananzelela ukuthi ama processes especially if we talk about into the procurement we papers go from office to office and there are delays omunye egcina ama paper office ni yakhe to process and then we maybe tender kolokana kuyayenza ukuthi kugcine ku influence abantu ukuthi ebona ngathi kumbe umuntu se expecta something sebe siyadizwa ema office but what I see is very important is ukuthi nxa kungaba le anything maybe njenga ngifanisele nge project example ifakile egodini if there is anything like that kumele kube the process where everyone is there, the councillors are there, the directors are there, and all stakeholders. Kuyenziwe i-adjudication, yenziwe umuntu onke khona. There is a criteria in choosing the best bidder or the best supplier for any services. So that process should be done when everyone is there. Liyakufaka konke laphana likhangele ukuthi lo are they meeting the procurement rules, are they meeting? Do they have all the documents that are required to what to be a supplier? Are they in the suppliers list and all those things? The criteria is the company which is a tender, the I think kubanzima ukuthi kube labantu abangu 20 besenze iprocess yokukhetha usupplier kumbe service provider kube le influence ukuthi umuntu sengadiza abantu abangu 30 it's not easy so what is important is and akumelanga sihlalele umsebenzi we should do away with this system nelane ukuthi kuthiwa uzamelela 6 months uzamelela i reply every Harare if there is anything that has to be done just we can sit together make a decision, we have all the requirements. If the suppliers meet the requirements and is the lowest bidder, whatever criteria you're using, they should be awarded that tender without the back door. So I think delays, unnecessary delays. There is an opportunity. You see our residents, they have the capacity to buy stands and build. And you saw there was a stampede a sito labantu babegcwele laphana bele izimali zabo befuna ukunjani befuna ukuthenga amastand kodwa the whole process abantu they are frustrated abanye balama form sebelinde 10-15 years and you don't see the reason why they are not getting those things imali yabo balayo which means they have the money to build imali abayibhadalayo is the same money that is used to service those things.
But thank you.
You are actually trying to get these people to come and pay bribes. That kind of thing.
Yeah, so we want
to make sure our process is here to work and to zonke services and that we do those things on time.
Yes, all what he's saying is, you know, this process of the tender system in Zimbabwe is fraught with irregularities. He says if the tender is floated, it takes some time before people get some responses. and the responses come from Harare. So he says, why not do it locally? So he says, if ever they do it as Bulawayo councillors, that can work out very well. So he's really crying over that issue. Maybe Mr. President Shumba may respond to some of these things.
Vashumba, Muripo. Vapresha Shumba, Muripo.
I think maybe his line has got a problem. So we've got John Oswald Makombe, who says the idea of parties vetting potential mayors is very good. The mayoral post is not for illiterate people. We need people who are financially and administratively literate, regardless of type. There is no town or city in Zimbabwe where there is one type only. Office bearers should be chosen on merit, as long as they are in the locality of that particular local authority. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So there you are. So this person is talking maybe against the background of what happened in Bulawayo.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Where some people are very angry over what is going on there.
Mm.
Then Frank Mangete says, Uma ukansela kwa Bulawayo mele indawo, kumela kulume ulim lolo anganu fizul kuruma. Kumbe, ube pala njalo. So kutu wake, yenu, bwana nazani, kumele muntu akulume in local language, which means kulume kuzwisiswa ngabantu. Then kuzobuya ke uDube Bongani uSalbonani yesa kubingelela lathi mfowethu. So lo Ruben Ndlovu uthi lami ngikhona. Ruben, phosele number yakho uthi sixoxe la mnumzana. So maybe you can go back to Kambarami and then we talk to him more.
That Kambarami muri kunenzwa.
Yebo, ndikunza.
Yeah. Pane umwe atataura naye a few minutes ago, vasitole, vanga vachiti ivo, panofanira kuvavo nechinguva chokuti vanhu vadzidziswe kukoshesa basa ravanoita rokuseva rokuitira nyika basa ravanenge vachiita, vachiitira kuti kuda pamwe izvi zvingavapavo pfungwa dzokurega kuita zvouori. Batara zvine nyaya yekusungisa nokuendesa kumatare edzimhosva vanhu vanenge vanzi vapomerwa nyaya kuita dzouori. Imimi munofunga kuti zvinokwanisika here kana takatarisa zvanga zvichitika mumacity council nomuhurumende makore iwaya mashomani anapfuura kusvika patiriko zvinezvi? Munoona sekuti hurumende ingakwanisa kuita zvinhu zvakati saizvozvo?
Ipapo, what I can say is, number one, we have a problem in our judiciary system in Zimbabwe, where we have some people who are above the law. I think, you know, if we were in other countries, the South Africa, you know, even the president himself, he can be sued. I think you saw all those stories that we had, like in South Africa, Jacob Zuma, even Malema, and all those things, they had their scandals, and they went through the same process. What is important is that we should have the judiciary system esebenza kuhle, engaseviyo abantu ngama political party the mihlobo, because konokena kuqakathekile. That is why you see someone goes in the steals money or receives money. Like, I'll give you another example. The example of Wishmael, he received the money for that solar project, and he was buying gold chains and the girls going to Dubai for holiday and all those things. Anjo, engayenzanga lutho, engafakanga into le solar eliyone elilayithi ilo street light eliyone, that kind of thing. But after receiving his money, ethembe ukuthi yena ulabantu abamprotectayo. And the regulars which are willing to bang a man's eye on. So what is important in the Okala and Yehuti, each judiciary system here to Iko right. Umele Uluni is a Konojana, when there was a corruption, Umunde and Chontima Alanjo, the law should take its course. But Nazola by a man of a person won't take to Anjo. But when the one to the Canary was which I was also in the Lutu, even Makuma Alanjo, who won to Mundlo, who lives in Tanga, I see, Mazum Chedum Kuza, who said Uzanganza, and Ungelan to the men's eye on, where was I would delay. So Konotana very wrong. We cannot run our country like that. That is the reason why we're also not getting investors from other countries. Investor maybe well in it is the 5 million. ikwazi ukuthi engaze lihambise court akula into azayenza uzaluza ikhesi yana. That is the reason why, because they know, they consider all those things. The investor uyakukhangela konke khonokuyana ukuthi abantu labo i-judiciary system yabo isebenza njani. So konke khonokuyana aku-affect kuphela i-corruption. Kuya-affecta futhi lama-investors, because no one would want to be associated with a country that is no, that is people who are above the law.
Thank you so much.
Hello?
Yeah, thank you so much. Sizakubamba umlomo. Start caller. Siyabuya kuwe ngesikhaphe kaphi. Let's take a caller now.
Yeah. John Bonda Muripo, Yereparunare.
Varunare, Magadni Zinuwa, one
day. Liripo Angu, Vakuru Angu. Timatiri, Wenenya, Yai. Munoz, what are they?
Eish, the one of the reasons, Nore Mazikuru, Kutampira, Mu, the reasons, the Guru, the Giri, the Batore, MPC, the South Africa.
She known as a good
chinoone za kutumusa tamirachi chinoone za kutumusa chinoote iripo ashi jigo jero zirikuti kama munga katikuona zirikuti zirikuti isma samba matapentande kufarwa kwema kwema deuta kufarwa kwema maini babu te shinguru za nukutu rwaza kutikotika chora masemi nga musama investment
saka munaona sokuti nyayazo uhori azigo niku gaziriswa.
Corruption upon a panda consabu pera can I have as we tititore mosquito can I titore gondo, put in Dori and Tungu, Mugat Medura, because already Varipo was a worry, Wagasarisa, Kusa, worry, Wato, Utava, the worry, without many guides. Not you are one worry, corruption, that is Harapalar.
Saka, it was saying, I ever want.
Uzibeka bene kuda ikurudwa nga vachigona kuti vakwanise kubvisa iwo utungamiri wacho uripo nekuti already utungamiri wacho uripo dzekuona kuti saka tikumbofamba tikadzinga pamamenzi ashure kwezi chero ukatarira utungamiri uripo hauna chaunokwanisa kuita wane huri kutenda mari uchitedza mari mukati menyika uchipa kumachipsi dzimotari vachipa madzina mingaamakantina avo dzimotari maoveterian dzimotari
kovanaevabonda ko vatungamiri varipo handiti vakasarudzwa navanhu iko zvino zvinoizvi handiti chakubva musarudzo vanhu vakasarudza taura henyu
chiripo pachokwadi chaicho chaicho kuti utungamiri huripo hauna kusarudzwa asi hwakazvisarudza nemhaka yekuti hwakazviisa nechisimba chahusingafaniri.
Mazita yavabonda, Mr. Bonda is saying that we, to get rid of corruption, we must get rid of the present government. he wants the present government to be removed so that we start afresh with people who respect the need to get rid of corruption.
We
so,
can't say a lot if it is done democratically. Well, it's the will of the people.
Yes, that's his view. Maybe it's just, you know, that a lot of people feel that change is going to be slow in coming since we are, you know, we have the same people who have always been in government. Maybe that's where this skepticism is coming from.
Before going to Shumba, there's Thompson Namlilo who sent a message.
Right.
So his message reads as follows. Melting pot cities like Harare and Bulawayo are home to many tribes and races. Therefore, election of mayors must be about best interests of the respective city than narrow, sterile, tribal misconceptions. And then we've got Mr. Pamela Kumalo who writes, it was a big mistake for the councillor to speak in a language that is not local. So he says, it is never wise to be a leader of a people who feel you are an outsider. If we are to be honest, anyone wants to be a leader in a particular area must learn the local language. That is how you show your love for the people who actually voted you, and you are leading them. I think these are some of the messages that we're getting, Mr. Wande. So most probably we can now
that is a topic of its own because it touches on a lot of other things, and it also has repercussions on a variety of things. I'm inclined to go with the was it Mlilo? The first message you read. You know, I'm inclined to agree with him more. about the melting pot kind of metropolitan.
But this other one too is saying you must learn the local language.
Yeah. But
how do you meet people when you are not conversant in
that? That is quite understandable. Mm. But even if we look at the president, does a president have to speak all the languages of the country?
Maybe that's another argument for another day.
That is not really a must. But on a local level, such as we are talking about, like if you are a councillor, there is, of course, you know, a problem. If you cannot speak the local language.
Yeah, let's get Mr. Shumba on this one. Mr. Shumba, there are some people who are saying that if you are a councillor, you need to learn the local language. You need to know the local language. If you don't know the local language, he says, that's a big mistake. What's your take on that?
There is cultural hybridization throughout where people have mixed up from across the country, from even foreigners have come in. They have become part of us and they've been assimilated into our community structures.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you go to Mbare Musika, there are a lot of people from East and West Africa. They are running businesses there. But when you are looking at probably, let's talk about my hometown, Rusape.
Mm-hmm.
The Maungwes, who are largely Shona, they are there. They would really know who they want. We have a lot of people who have moved from such areas as Gokwe, as Mashingo, and as far as Ngai, who have relocated to settle in some parts of those communities, and they are speaking both their the Ndebele, and they also speak Shona. But what matters most is that you can, when people have chosen you to be their counselor, there are different people you are representing, and there is no one singular culture that is dominant, unless if people are very specific to assume that everyone who lives in Rusape is Shona or is a Maungwe, when that is not correct, because people are speaking different languages within that area. And by getting elected as probably a Shona in an area like Bulawayo, it means that the local ward people had confidence in the party this councillor represented.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did not look at the person's cultural background or language, but they looked at their party. That is the tragedy of how we have been electing our councillors. We have been electing them based on our love for a political party instead of our love and appreciation of the individual's competencies and capacities. So they now discover that they are they have elected someone who speaks a language that they probably do not want to associate with. But the reality is that there has been a mixture of cultures among people. We have everyone spread across. You don't get to a community where there are pure, like in Gebeles, there are pure, like Shonas. The people have mixed up. So
thank you so much.
Must not really limit us, because we are all Zimbabweans. I don't mind being represented by someone who speaks Ndebele in Rusape, because I think we have nearly three people who are not necessarily Manikas who have been elected there.
Mm-hmm.
If they are representing the people, if they are Zimbabweans, they have a right to be elected into office irrespective of their geographical location or background, because we are all in Zimbabwe. These are not foreigners.
Thank you, Mr. Shumba. Yes. Thank you so much. We'll come back to you shortly. Let's take a caller. We've got Mike Slobo. Slobo, kunjani? Baba Slobo, sabona? Hello, Mr. Slobo, how are you?
Siyazwana.
Yes, I'm going to ask you a question. Yeah, posela kubaba. Eh, ubona njani udaba lolamhlanje amakansela? Yeah.
Yeah, ngiyarizwa indaba yenu elixoxa ngayo kakhulu. Le nto yazi ukuthi indaba ebaluleke kakhulu.
Mm.
Ngoba as it is right now, uyabona mina ngihlala eGwanda, ne?
Mm.
Ngihlala eGwanda kanjalo, mina umalume ophethwe yi-asthma.
Mm.
Mangifika ekhaya ngikhambisa umalume esibhedlela, only to got someone like, I think that person, she was somewhere like 25 years, if not 24, around there.
Mm.
The person, she's talking to me with Shona, but she's replying to me with Andiguzi. But why can't you just speak English if ever you can't hear me? But you are responding, Ufunuguzwa, which no mundu upeto in with your own language. Why if you are forgetting, okay, fine. Lavantu Mandebele, why don't you just suggest, okay, fine. Since mean I can't understand, it's in the really.
Mm.
Let me just use another alternative is of a known which Labantu Labasu was a communicator that you understand. Lomuntu and Ubana Bumon, which is an African Aki language, Gunda or Agkona, which Labantu Laba and the West Party first Pesela. That person Okuna can't even express how expressing the Labas Fungus express and a corner in a language in a fiat. You understand? Of which I don't think one of the controllers as Masunaya in the winds of figures what you say, Nildela, when I was from Street and a corner with it in the way, understand? As much as it is, he can't tell a Mundo Pandasan and Avantu Abutu. Mund of Fanda, I understand, it was Avantu, Insu was going to Avantu Babe was who communicated and I knew the Elula. I went to Zoleta Umunta with Witty, Sinavanta Batana, Avana was Kulmiskiwa. Abangeba kwazukhuluma mhlawumbe yona leyo language oyikansela ikhulumayo okuthi kungaba ngcono ukuthi abantu abadala bangasebenzisa ini isindebele sabo because iyandawo indawo yabo bekwazi ukuchazela ikansela yabo ukuthi okay as ikansela yethu umuntu ofanele usebenzele sikuthume every day iproblem esilawo lamhlanje sivuke singela gesi belofeni. But yena ukuthi abonise abantu basendaweni ukuthi okay thina mina vele ngiyathetha umsobo ma uzothi wena ufuna ukufungiswa nge-language esobo it shows ukuthi lo muntu lona u-racist yena ngokwakhe uyandastand so uzosebenza njani nabantu e-racist.
Hayi sesikuzwile sibili sihlobo sibonge kakhulu sihlobo sakho.
Alright, ngiyabonga bakudoda.
Yes, so his point was you know people need to speak local languages. He says there's a case in which he went to a hospital and didn't understand Shona and somebody insisted in talking Shona. So maybe the way forward from Kamarami in some of these issues. As a counselor, what can they do really to sort out this problem? If we can pose that question
Mr. Kambarami, in short, how do you think this problem should be handled? Just briefly.
I see ukuthi kumbe umuntu enxenye akwazi ukukhuluma isindebele kuphela. Of course ngiyakwazi ukuthi bakhona abangabe bengekho fluent ekukhulumeni isindebele but okunye sokungokukhethana ngezindimi ngoba ukhangela la ngiza kufanisela njengami mina ngazalelwe phela ndawo ngakhulela elobhengula khona phana and I live all my life lapha koBulawayo. Amabhizinisi ami akhonapha koBulawayo ngafunda khonapha into zami zonke nezitovu zami zikhona lapha nje angikwazi I don't know any other province and ngahamba kwe kwamanye amaprovince bayangizwa lesitovu ukuthi isishona nxa isikhuluma isho bayasiza isishona sami ukuthi silethone isindebele phakathi understand but okunye ngokuthi vele ama-fights angikhona ngingawethi ayibhala izinto kuyana ukuthi abantu bemthwakazi let me be more specific abantu bemthwakazi babuya bele agenda esitholu ngilanga sigcotshwa behlabela phandle besithi namhla kuthonela ingenayo you understand and they came in bezobamba bafika bachaya ukhansela ngempama ehlezi kumathembazi that kind of thing so into zona ziyana iBulawayo is a metropolitan city it's not like any other it's not like any other province kulabo zishabane also they are part of this local zenini kumele abantu bekukhangele konke konke kana kodwa khona nje uqhakathekile lakho ukuthi vele ukhangela nxa elapha efunde isihlobo salapha
kwenze ukuthi sibuzwile kakhulu kampala ngokuthi isikhathi sethu yiso sesidliwe kumangoyo sibonge kakhulu
then
just what no sesile problem isikhathi baba. We have to uvala kancane. So, thank you so much for those that joined us tonight. on Studio 7 Live Talk. We also wish to say thank you to our guests, Mr. Kambarami Dinashe and Mr. Precious Chumba. Signing off, please keep to be in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Janono Kawande. Until we get together again next time with another interesting topic, please take care and good night.